Sand Queen by Helen Benedict. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. For sweetest things turn sourest by their deeds. Lilies that fester smell far worse than weeds. Shakespeare, Sonnet 94. Part 1. Checkpoint. Perhaps if she curls up very small, she won't hurt anyone ever again. Kate. It's the biggest friggin' spider I've ever seen in my life. From one hairy leg to the other, the whole thing's as long as my forearm. So I make sure it's dead first. Nudge it with the butt of my rifle till it flips over, limp and sandy. Then I pick it up by a leg, haul it into the tent like a shopping bag, and nail it to the pole beside the head of my cot, right under my crucifix. That should keep Mack Truck quiet, at least for the time being. He's terrified of spiders. Asshole. The whistling is loud outside the tent today. A creepy, skin-prickling sound I can never get used to. The desert whistles all day and night out here. The hissing whistle of the wind cutting past your helmet. The moaning whistle of it winnowing through the razor wire. I stand under the hot canvas a moment, just listening. And then it hits me again. That deep-down ache that makes me want to curl up and cry.
What the fuck are you doing, Brady?
It's Will Rickman, this bony young specialist in my squad with zitty skin and an Adam's apple twice the size of his brain. I wipe my hands on my pants.
Nothing.
Rickman steps closer and squints at my spider.
Look at that thing. It's disgusting. It's fucking bleeding.